Hey, Brady. Hey, that's me. Good morning, sir. How are you this fine Tuesday morning, my friend?
Trying to suck in some fresh air and get motivated. I'm finding it difficult today.
It'll happen. Some days are just a little slower than others, but we always get there.
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night last night with my left sinus plugged up. Now I got a headache. That didn't help. Just all this weather changing. But we had 48 degrees the other night. I actually turned the furnace up. Too cold for me in the house.
I kind of did the same thing, but that's just because I'm getting old.
Just well seasoned, not old, well seasoned.
So we, they're replacing the two big doors in the shop, the overhead doors that go to the outside. Well, that's kind of a fiasco going on.
I'm no expert, but that seems like quite the chore because those are pretty large doors.
Yep, and they're replacing them with roll-up doors, actually. So I don't know. They're supposed to be faster and all that, all the things. I guess. I just hope they're a little more reliable. The last couple years, it's been at least once a month, one of those doors was broken. So, a little bit more reliability would be nice.
Yeah, I recall they even had issues when I was there with one or the other consistently. Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. I guess I've never seen a shop or anything with a door that size that's the roll-up style. That's an interesting, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's an interesting looking door, if that's for sure. We'll see. We'll see how it works. They were still kind of wiring it up, and the one, anyway, yesterday when I left, so we'll see if it's actually working today or not.
And I'm fairly sure if it doesn't, you will be brokenhearted over it. But you'll get through it.
Yes, I will be. I can feel the anxiety and the tears welling up as we speak.
Yeah, speaking of anxiety, I don't want to call it cold feet, but man, the closer I get, and the more I go through all the steps I have to take between now and then, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of phone time. I gave myself basically a week to get it all taken care of, and then I have a week for just me. Then we're taking our trip the following week, so hopefully everything goes smoothly, because some of it's through the state. I'm going to have to sit on the phone for all I know all day waiting to get to talk to somebody just to fix one thing that they screwed up. So that'll be fun.
It'll be worth it in the long run, though. I really believe that. And yeah, it's frustrating at the time, and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel doesn't seem to make the journey through the tunnel any better, but yeah, you'll get through it and you'll be better off because of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm counting on, and I think the hardest thing is it's been so long, I forgot what it's like to not have to deal with all of this extra stuff. So I don't have any idea really what it's going to be like again. I know I'm probably going to take a deep breath when I realize, wow, I don't have to worry about any of this. You know, life's going to be simplified. So, yeah, once I get through it, like I said, it's just so many things. I made a list so I don't forget anything, because it's just, I don't want to have to think about it all the time. I just look at my list, yep, call them, take care of it, call them, take care of it, just one at a time. So it may not take all week, but it is a little stressful having to deal with that. It's nice, you know, some of these businesses have office people take care of these things. They can sit in there all day waiting to get a hold of somebody. Well, I can't. It's not how it works. So, yeah, I'll get it all set, though. I'll get through it. Deep breath. One step at a time.
Yep, you will. It's, sometimes those tasks seem pretty daunting, but once you, get into it, it's not quite as bad as what we thought. So, yeah, you'll be fine. I got faith in you.
Oh, and you know, and if it looks like I'm screwing something up, I'll just fake it till I make it. That'll get me through anyway, so I can figure it all out.
We know some of these agencies now might, they might have the old AI chatbot thing going for them, so it might not be quite as long a process as you think.
Oh, no. The office I have to call at the state, it's going to have to be a person. Because their whole computer system and everything they change is what screwed it up. You can't log into your account, haven't been able to. It was supposed to be early this year, and then they extended it to July. So I have to go in, which this actually works because June is the end of the quarter, so the timing is perfect, really, because I'll have two quarters, pay them both, and be done. But I have to go in and get logged into the old account so that I can get a code from the old account to go log in and create a new account, and then add my accountant, and then he can go in there and do what he needs to do, and then I can pay it, and then I'm done. So I get to do all this just to be done with it. So yeah, a lot of steps. It seems kind of silly, but it's how they do it.
At least the government makes things simpler for us.
Yes, government is fantastic. It's wonderful working with the government.
So on a little bit different thread, Erickson was telling me he got kind of tagged to write up a proposal for getting a radio network or system in place out at the biological station for them. They used to have two-way radios that they did a lot with, but then they, over the last, 20 years, they've gotten rid of all of it, but they are going back to that. Erickson, he got appointed as the front man for that project.
That's awesome. That sounds like fun. I hope he enjoys that. That'll be, using their money to set up a communications network. Congratulations to him. That'll be fun.
That's what I told him. I said, send that U of M money.
Hey, who knows? Maybe they'll buy a nice tall tower, put some antennas up on that. Maybe put some up for personal use. Who knows,
Well, he is certified to climb, so there is that. Because here, a couple years ago, they sent him to a class that got him his tower climbing certification, up to a certain point. I don't think he's certified to climb, like, Bell's Tower or anything like that, but, a couple hundred feet anyway.
That's interesting. I did not know that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that works out. That's kind of a cool situation to be in, though. Have someone ask you to do that. I'd be geeked. I know that.
We've been talking a little bit about it, and, of course, Eric says it's just, he kind of goes at everything with a frugal mindset, so, he kind of started writing up a proposal with just using, like, a, and there, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but like a, you know, a Renovus, you know, pre-made repeater, you know, for GMRS, and then, you know, just some Baofeng radios and stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, don't. They're going to look at that, and it's not going to be enough money, and they're going to throw it away. I said, you know, sit down and go through and maybe even look at some commercial-grade stuff and whatnot. Give them a proposal like that. I think that will go over better and, you know, give you a better product in the end, actually. Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, and some of that stuff too, I feel like they have a rough idea how much money they even want to spend to begin with. So if you do go too high, well, all right, you can select different radios and bring the cost down some, but yeah, I think you're right. I mean, a lot of that stuff is, well, you got to spend it, you know, tax purposes and everything else, so they don't usually balk at spending money on things that, if it's their idea, if it's your idea, that's one thing, but since they came up with it, well, they obviously want to spend the money. Yep, that's for sure. Well, hey, my friend, I just rolled into the old Kringdom, so I'm going to sign off and go join the old fellow Kringmates and see what we can get done today. Well, let me know how that door situation turns out. I'll be curious to hear. But in my time off, I'll be out there too. I'm going to come up and check that scope out Jason has. But I'll be curious to see that. But yeah, if there's any exciting news or any excitement that happens with all that, let me know. I'd love to hear it. And I will talk to you down the curly wire. Camping FTE, clear on your final. All right, my friend, get some coffee in you and get some fresh air going and get ready to slay the day. We will talk to you later, my friend. Be safe. K8ZAT, clear. K8UIS mobile.
KGAWF, back in Oak City.
This is KGIS, we're in Harrison. I'm just about out of the range of my repeater down here, but wanted to acknowledge and say hi.
Thank you, sir. Good morning to you. It's Vinny, Video Descent. We're camping at Douglas Creek, just south of Mackinac City. And got the UHF, VHF antenna up in the air, just testing it out to spot the only repeater I can hit, but that's better one than none. So I hope you have a great day. Supposed to get a little shower here later on. Beautiful day. So you take care. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, and then you got Ryan here. Ryan, K8BYF, mobile. Heading to work. Well, yeah, so it is a beautiful day. 46 degrees here. How's that campground over there? We're supposed to be going there the end of July. My sister-in-law wants to go up there and stay, so I was just curious, is it a pretty nice place? I might not be making it into my deal here.
Yeah, you're making a ride. I was just waiting for the advertisement to go by there. Beautiful place, Ryan. I try to make it here every year from Traverse City. It's on the expensive side, being private, but it's beautiful. It's got it all. So I did check with the kids that are swimming in the pool there. I said, is the pool, is the water heated? And those kids had blue lips, and they said, no. it's beautiful. So make reservation now because it gets packed. And it It's around $65 a day, so that you would go ahead of time. But you can make a reservation online here, Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very nice. Well, cool. Yeah, Blue Lips. Wow. I remember when I was probably 20 years ago I was in that position. Yeah, we got reservations already, so they were booked up back when there was still snow on the ground. So that's good. All right, well, yeah, I'm just jumping onto 127 here, and my repeater doesn't cover very far. It's a UHF repeater, so there you go. Not going to be able to hold it a whole much further after I get over these hills here. But we're going to be heading right up into your neck of the woods today. I'm going to be in Sheboygan County, so I'll probably hear you on here maybe later on today. Okay, have fun. Vinny, I haven't talked to you in a while, so that's cool. Very cool. All right, KUIS Mobile, I will be listening.
Okay, Ryan, yeah, you do sound different on FM. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, all is well. We're going to be here till Friday. The wife already went out for a walk with the dog. So I'm going to eat a little cereal here, and we'll see what happens later on this afternoon. But, yeah, it's a great day to be alive. Ryan, you take care. Don't work too hard, and we'll talk to you soon. From KGAWF, I guess it would have to be a temporary here at Mills Creek in Mackinac City. 73, Ryan.
73, KGAWF, KGYS Mobile. And I'll be out of the vehicle for a minute, and then I'll be back in the vehicle, heading northbound. KDIS Mobile.
ABB9NN mobile monitoring.
KE9HATE monitoring. KE9HAD, did I miss some traffic? I jumped up to the 70 centimeter briefly.
87 OLD listing.
VPC mobile listing.
KC8 VSU.
Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Network. Pretty good line of thunderstorms moving between Sheboygan and Alpena.
Hey, yeah, always have to have a backup, right? Yeah, I get when that happens.
I'm getting a new car. I've had my Silverado. I got 2009 Silverado with a really good radio. I've had for 10 years. So I'm getting a Jeep. I'm getting it all rigged out for a new and all that.
Hey, well, good deal. I'm just rolling up to Wolverine here on southbound on 75. So, you said you were down near Gale area someplace, so a little bit north of you, but anyway. All right, sir, well, this battery's about to die, because I guess I wasn't that prepared. I had a portable, but I didn't bother to charge it, I guess. So, anyway, good to hear you out there, and I guess I gotta fix my radio when I get home. And ATMH, mobile.
ATMH, this is Keith in SUV. I just passed exit 103 for green, so you and I are probably like 2 minutes apart.
Look around for a white Equinox that says Telerad on the side, and that's me. He's going by the 301.
I just wish. I'm just south of the 301 right now. Scott, here, 73. You just have yourself a great day. It's going to rain for the next week, so find plenty of things to do inside. So this is in Mississippi. Pretty clear on your final.
All right, good one, sir. 73. ACMA Mobile. Wolverine.
KBCW, good afternoon, Chris.
And to you, Belly. How are you? How you been?
Did I lose you?
Nope, I don't think so. I guess maybe I just didn't, maybe I didn't hit the button. I don't know.
I might have been a little quick on the trigger. Anyway, I've been good. How have you been?
No complaints at all. I'm even pretty okay with the weather. A little cool, a little rainy, but that's all right. We can use it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've been in the woods just a little bit before we got that rain, about a week or two ago, and man, it was so dry. Really concerned about all the fuel that's on the forest floor. And if we can keep getting regular rain, I think that would be a real good thing for all of us.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. It's, 2 second summer after the ice storm devastation, and you're right, all that brush and the shintangles on the floor are very, very well seasoned, shall we say. So, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Man, you're only the second person I know that uses the word shintangle. That's awesome.
One of my favorite grandpa words.
Yeah, that's a good one for sure.
So I've been thinking about getting our schedules to link up here a little bit, and maybe we should consider making it a two-date process. The first one being just kind of a short get-together where we kind of map out, what we want to work on, or test, and where we want to test it. And, nail down a good date for the both of us at that point, and then go from there.
So you're suggesting we approach this methodically and with a plan?
I know, it's weird coming from me, I get it, but yes, that's what I'm proposing.
Well, geez, man, I guess we could give it a try and see what happens.
Well, I actually got thinking about that last Saturday, because I was just going to go out back to the range for a little bit, and I sat down, and I just kind of made a list of, you know, some things that I wanted to make sure that I worked on and did and whatnot, and I'm like, you know, this seems to make this a little bit more productive. Maybe I should let this bleed over into some other parts of my life, too.
Yeah, but just because I'm a corporate America guy, don't expect me to put together a PowerPoint presentation for you.
Well, I was kind of planning on that, but I guess seeing how you put your foot down, we'll go another route.
No, I think that's a great idea, man. When would you like to get together and have our planning session?
I am good anytime, brother. I got nothing going on this weekend. You know, if that works for you, or, you know, like I say, I'm wide open. The only day that isn't good for me is Fridays. That's to go visit Mom Day. So, but other than that, I'm good to go.
Maybe we can get together on Saturday morning. How's that sound?
I'm good with that. You want to do it at your place, my place, somewhere in neutral site, as they say?
Well, you do have the smoking lounge. I kind of like that. I'm assuming what we'll want to do is go over some maps and terrain features and things like that and some gear. So sounds like maybe your place would be the best if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's perfect. Always willing. And whatever time works best for you, I'm good. I usually get up or I sleep in a little bit on the weekends, so I don't get up till 6, but, you know, anytime after that's good.
Oh, man, you can sleep in. I get up at the same time every day. Doesn't matter what time I went to bed the night before or what I have to do in the morning. I'm envious.
I'm usually that way during the week, but usually on the weekends I can, if I can get Lisa to get up with the dog, then I can sleep in a little bit, so that's my trick.
Well, maybe let's shoot for 9-ish or 10-ish. Let me see how things are going around here and what the weather's going to be like and what pressing projects I need to get down on this weekend. I don't think I have anything off the top of my head. But yeah, let me just double check with Christy and I'll get back to you, maybe shoot you a text or something.
Yeah, that sounds great. Either one works for me. Yep, that sounds good. We've been putting this off for too long. We need to get her going, I guess.
All right, that sounds good. I'll look forward to it. So, let's tentatively plan on Saturday morning, and I'll confirm, double dog confirm it with the time.
That sounds great, my friend. And actually, I'm getting ready to pull into the house right now, so I will probably bid you a fair adieu. I might be on a little bit later. And if not, we will hear from you and see you on Saturday.
All right, man. Thanks for reaching out. Glad I caught you today. Catch up with you later. K8VCW.
Look forward to it. K8ZAT.
KP7 ORLD, blah, blah.
K-E-8-Z-A-P.
N9KOP Mobile Fairview.
KE8FTW monitoring.
For now. Sun's starting to come out. I'm just going for a walk down the road here, out in the woods. Two tracks, so you got Ryan here. We're in Harrison, portable. And, yeah, it's beautiful out. Just going for a walk before I go to bed.
Okay, yeah, Nick over here on mobile, and just leaving, heading north from Luzerne, still coming down over here. Feels nice out, temperature is nice, but, yeah, still got a fair amount of rain coming down. Had to run to the store, my son started getting a fever, so I had to pick up some Tylenol, so hopefully he sleeps all right.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. I wasn't feeling too good earlier. I took a little nap. I feel better now. Nothing like that, though. So, well, hopefully he gets better. Hopefully he sleeps good. That's a pain. Yeah, we sent some rain your way. It was pretty nasty here Oh, we had a run come through about 6:30 and then one at 7:30. And I think it's about over now. It's pretty scattered here. So, but yeah, there was some nasty stuff out of your way, so you're probably experiencing it right now. It was pretty heavy for a good 8 to 10 minutes. We had a little hail, pea-sized hail for about 10 or 30 seconds or so, not very much. But. All right, I just heard you holler, so I wanted to get back. I'm coming up to the lake here right now. It's all steamy and sun's shining on half of it. Pretty. So we're just going to continue on walking here and then head back. So you got Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. You got Ryan. KQIS will be clear.
All right, Ryan. Yeah, you enjoyed the rest of your walk. Yeah, we kind of missed the worst of it. I did see some nasty stuff on the radar, some reds and pinks in there. But, yeah, managed to miss that. So, all right, yeah, you enjoy the rest of your walk, and we'll catch you around next time. N8ROZ, Nick over here, and have a good night.
Ryan, you're still there. W8RPM.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you. My daughter booked some camping later in the summer there in town. I don't know if I told you. Place called Countryside Campground. You got any info or an opinion?
I've never been there, but I can ask a few guys I work with. I could probably do it right here when I get down to the lake. They do a yearly thing there for people we work with. And I think last year they had about 20 guys there. This year was a little bit smaller crowd, I think, but so, you know, if they're pretty ritzy, the office girls go there and stuff, and a couple of the managers, so I'd imagine it's pretty decent. But I can ask them about it. I've never been there.
Yeah, if you would. Don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, we're probably going to go no matter what. We were trying to find spaces together. They've got a 29-foot tow behind. I have a 31. We try, and the home for them is downstate there in Wixom. So a couple times a year, we try to get together, meet sort of halfway. So this is a lot closer. It's about 90 minutes for me. It's about an hour and a half, or 2.5 for them. It's right around 100 miles, 102, 103 miles for me. And it's probably about 160, 170 for them. But, you know, don't make a big deal out of it. I'm just curious. You know, I think they've got good reviews. We stayed at the state park a couple of years ago, and I'm pretty sure we drove through it. From the pictures online, it kind of looked familiar. It's not terribly big. I want to say about 40 spaces or so. But, you know, and we're not picky. We tend to gravitate towards the state parks just because they're kind of predictable, you know.
Yeah, most people like the state parks. And the Harrison State Park is pretty decent for being right in town. You know, a lot of people go there for the fairgrounds, is right across the road. When there's an event going on, there's mainly pretty much the only thing to do in Harrison is fish, and if you ride trails, there's a ton of trails out in Leota, or kayaking or canoeing on the river. There's really not a whole lot more to do, I don't think, than that, unless you have property here and hunt, but fishing and whatnot is pretty much it. But yeah, I'll talk to him tomorrow. I'll see him tomorrow. You wouldn't have gone by Countryside. It's up
just west of city. So it's kind of tucked back in. I'd imagine it's pretty quiet there, other than 61. Probably during the day you'll have some trucks coming down the hill. But there's really not a whole lot going on in the evening time in Harrison. It's pretty quiet. Pretty decent place. There's some nice places up in that area too. Nice homes. So it's not, you know, it's not like it's in the hood or anything.
Well, no, it's not Mansalona. But we usually kind of go exploring when we're somewhere, especially if we're somewhere new. And, you know, we're easily entertained. A lot of times the campground is the destination. We may never leave. But we'll go exploring, just, you know, getting the lay of the land and finding where the good restaurants are and the grocery stores and, you know, the dollar store and all that kind of stuff, grocery stores, whatever. So, yeah, just ask. There is a place. Is that 61 that runs right through the middle of town?
Yeah, for some reason I keep getting node 1996 connection failed just all the time. It must have been something with the new update they did on ASL3. Yeah, M61 runs right into town and then it jogs around town, around Bud Lake and back to the south a little bit. But yeah, that's going to be right off 61 by Field Drive is... takes you up to the camera. It's right there. It's right off 61. And the repeater that we put up at the water tower is less than a mile from that campground. So there is a local analog repeater in town. It's not linked to anything because we don't have a way to get internet there. We do, but we haven't done it. And we're getting another site here in the fall. 180-foot tower, so we'll have internet there and whatnot. So we're going to make stuff happen with that. But, yeah, 61, and, yeah, I'm walking down to our private lake because I don't live on the lake, so I'm walking down to it. I just like walking in the woods and checking stuff out. But Leota's pretty cool. There's an old bridge up in there, and the river's up there, and there's some good, like, Trails End is not too bad in town, I guess. I don't really go out to eat. I'm not the person to ask, because I just work and stay home, and I kind of hide out in the woods.
There's a 444.9. That's listed as Harrison Leota. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's one of them. There's a big hill in town. So that repeater is at a gentleman's house in Leota, and it's on a 70-foot to the bottom of the antenna, station master. It gets out to Houghton Lake, and it has trouble to the south, obviously, because of the hills. But we have Jeff repeater. It's 147050 on the water tower, 120-foot tower. So it covers to a mobile from 4 Mile Road. You can pretty much hear it all the way down to Alma. So it does okay, and it reaches all the way down 61 to Standish, so all the way to the water. In a mobile, so that's what we got here. Nothing fancy, and there's not a whole lot of people. We just rounded up about 10 or 12 people to help out with stuff. We're just starting to get stuff going with that, but there's really not a whole lot of activity on the radio here, on VHF anyway.
Well, there's plenty of activity up here, if you ask me. I mean, you can't get a VHF pair. You can still get UHF easily, but you can't get V. I need to coordinate my garage repeater because it's not coordinated, but it's also not bothering anybody. There is another one that's, you know, close enough for concern,
So I'll just reprogram it and retune it and get it coordinated. I can put it on one of our sites. I can put it on this site, actually. But all right, well, you know, like I said, if you think about it, give me some reviews, and we'll run into you down the page on the air. I am curious, and I know that 705 is coordinated because I see it in the repeater directory, but what happened to the 20 KC band plan for Lower Michigan? It should be 706.
Well, it's not coordinated, so it's a long story. I can tell you another day, but 706 isn't on the air over here yet. Hasn't been for a while. The gentleman that's got the repeater in Leota built this repeater for a VHF repeater because there's no pairs, and the 200 was taken here. And so we put that up. It hasn't interfered. It's been up for over a year now, and it works. So I'm using, I actually just got coordinated on 44485. That's what I'm talking on right now. It covers my little village here. So there's, I don't know, there's, I think it's like 1,600 acres across the road that I can go on. It's all just woods, and then there's some trails, a couple lakes. And so I just kind of walk around or whatever, ride my bike. And so it covers this little area. I can get it, I heard it in Claire today. Sometimes I can hear it in Claire. It's at 70 feet, running 20 watts, nothing, it's just a CDM transmitter, nothing fancy, but, yeah, anyway, the 705, yeah, that's not coordinated, but it is in repeater book, so people can use it, because that's what we got for now, but we're working on other stuff, too.
Yeah, my UHF's not coordinated either, and it shows up in repeater book. It's got, I think it's got my call sign on it, which is not what's on the ID, because it's part of our downstate network. As a matter of fact, it's a clone of one of the downstate repeaters. Well, and if it works for you, that's fine, and nobody's going to complain, you know, when that 06 is ready to go on the air, if you just move it or whatever. But my suggestion would be that instead of using 05, you do a 15 KC split, and you use 045, but, you know, it's no big deal either way. You do have a little bit of HT swish, you know, you got the rubber duck going from vertical and I'm getting a little bit of swish, but 99% of the time you're absolutely 100% rock solid full quieting. And even if you had the swish all the time, you'd be 100% copy. So, all right, I will let you run. Enjoy your walk. You got probably, what, about a 20 minutes, half hour daylight left. So I am working in the camper as we speak, so. See you later. Is it KDYS? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right, very good. KDYS from W8RPM. See ya.
All right, see you later. Yeah, I'm using this is a fairly new radio. It's the Anytone 168, and I currently have the, I don't know, it's like a 4 or 5 inch dock that came with it. It did come with an extended antenna, but so I'm using a very, very, I guess you'd just call it a dummy load. But I'm a couple miles from my house, so, and it is very, very dense, tall oak and pine trees here. I'm looking at 80, 90 foot canopy right now, so, all right. Have a good night, and be careful in the camper there working. We'll catch you later. This is KDYS.
KE8FJW, I'm monitoring.
Well, good evening, Brad. I'm sure you know who it is. We're just walking back home.
Good evening. Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully you're having a good walk. I just got done cutting the grass, so. And after that, next project is to brake job for the wife's vehicle. So that's tomorrow. Anywho, how was your day?
Well, it was all right. We went to Hanaway, and they built a DNR boat the other day. I don't know if you've seen that, but they put it in at Calcite. That was pretty cool. They're building a catamaran right now. I forget how big they said it was. But I went there and picked some big metal components up, and then went down to Lewiston and picked up some more metal, and then went to Gaylord and picked up some more metal. So, a bunch of steel today, steel hauling.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, whatever keeps you moving. So, no, I didn't know that they made a big old boat, so I'll have to, I'm sure it'll be in the news eventually.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Beautiful vessel there. I'm assuming they painted it and everything right there, but it was all, they had it on a trailer and they hauled it down with their truck and put it in the water for them, and pretty cool. It's a DNR research vessel, so pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't know they did that stuff either, but, well, I knew they made boats. I thought they were just fixing it, but no, they built it from scratch, so that's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's for sure. So, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I've seen a few of those research boats up here, so. Anyways, I heard you and Mr. RTM there talking, so. Yeah, I'm just not going to do much about anything else tonight. Probably head for bed here eventually, so. Watch a little bit of YouTube, I think.
Alright. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to get back home. Well, I went for a walk because my daughter was kind of cranky, and I didn't want to listen to her, and it's really nice out, and there's no bugs. I got no flies, no mosquitoes after me. And it's sunny. The rain quit. And, yeah, we've been watching YouTube. I've been watching Roka News. My wife puts it on, Roka News, and there's a couple other channels where they go and check out places, and pretty cool on YouTube. Usually in the summer, I cancel all of our, like, Netflix and stuff. I'll get, like, a seasonal promotion from Hulu or Netflix or something. Usually around Black Friday, they offer, like, $1.99 or something for a year. And I cancel all that stuff in the summer, usually. So we're outside doing stuff anyway, so it's no point in spending the money on TV. And yeah, so, well, that's what we're doing, just walking. Really nice night. We got a lot of rain here in a short amount of time, so there's a lot of pollen on the road. Looks very colorful in the mud puddles here, so it's washing all that stuff away. So hopefully soon the pollen and everything is gone, because it's been tearing my nose up a little bit. And today I can breathe really good. So. All right, well, I'm going to jump off here. People probably, I'm walking by people's houses. They're probably looking out thinking I'm crazy. So I'm going to enjoy listening to the birds here. So. All right, Brad, KEAFJWKUS. I'll be clear with you final, and maybe we'll catch you tomorrow. I'll be up there tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. So, yeah, enjoy the rest of your walk there. And, yeah, we didn't get a whole lot of rain, but we did get some sprinkles. This morning it poured for a while. Well, not really a while, but maybe 10 minutes. About 10 minutes it poured. It poured for a bit, but anyways, and I'm just sprinkled. With that, say good night. 7-3, and catch you later, Ryan. K-8-D-Y-S, K-E-8-F-J-W, 7-3.
CN Mobile.